Slacker and Steve.
All right, guys, I'm going to have a tinned fish night, and I want to know if everybody's going to come over.
Yes.
Oh, God. Steve's already clapping.
Oh, no.
Because it's meat in a can.
Heck, yeah.
I've got some on me now.
You don't eat fish, though, that often.
Oh, yeah, tuna fish out of a can? Heck, yeah.
Can or the packet?
No, can.
They don't make... Oh, I doubt he's ever seen the packet.
They have packets? Oh. Why would they have packets?
Because then it's not quite so ratchet.
What?
It just feels a little better.
It feels fresher, and it's not... Then it's vacuum sealed, so you know it's fresh, and it's not taking on... Because if you don't know this fact about Steve, he's the guy. If you've ever been there looking at the tuna section, and you accidentally grab one of them that says packed in oil, and you're like, why do they still make it? Answer, Steve. No one else, honest to God, never met another human who eats the oil one other than you.
It tastes way better than the water pack. I'll give you that, though. They always have that one little section that I have to search oil pack. But it tastes way better. Water pack sucks. What are you doing putting tuna in water?
Steve just keeps...
Thank you for realizing the irony of your statement.
It is water. It's had enough
tuna's
water.
Tuna's not meant to be in oil is the point.
It had enough water in its life. It's looking forward to the oil.
It's like, that's why tuna swim upstream to get to the oil. They don't.
I feel bad for Steve. He keeps getting pushed outside of society. Like, they have smoking areas now. Now the tuna with oil section.
Thank
like
you.
He's on the fringes of society.
Because try to find potted meat in a store, because that's another thing he actually puts in his head.
I make him pull around back for that.
Go over to that. Here's the secret knock.
It's like poor man's pate.
It's not at all. It's like rich man's dog food.
Okay,
so this tinned fish night is basically, you don't just buy tuna. You buy all the fish. So you buy the anchovies, which I would never buy. That's the one that requires like skill to get it open,
right?
Yes,
I think so.
You rip the key off the outside first and then like put it in the side and like...
Sardines. Those are sardines.
Sardines
too.
As well. Yeah. Apparently there's canned mussels.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What? And anything else that comes in at 10. There's all these new trends. Like I could also do it. I know you guys would come for this. The butter board.
I want to do that so bad.
Yeah.
You just soften butter and put it like in 5 different places on a board. And then in one of them you drop.
Like roast garlic.
And put it so it's garlic butter. Oh. And then this one's got like oregano on it. So it's kind of got or basil, kind of an Italian feel.
That's fun.
And then you just drag crap through butter on your. I mean, you could probably combine them and do tinned fish and drag them through the butter.
So you're going to have this part at your party. Where
I will have a huge party. But I wanted to talk about how to make the perfect tuna fish. And I feel like TX already out. Why don't you like fish?
No, I hate it. We grew up, I ate tuna growing up, and we drank milk at every meal. And whenever we had... Listen.
I don't have to hear anymore. I know where this goes.
No, that's the best part.
Oh, my God. You're so vile, Steve.
Why?
That is so disgusting.
Which part?
Oh, my God. Even thinking about milk and fish in the same
room. You ever had a nice cold tuna fish sandwich with a cold glass of milk?
But it gets worse. When we would have tuna nights, that was the one night where we got to have a chocolate milk.
Yes! It gets better. He said I got better.
So I'm out. I'm out
on
it.
So tuna night to you means?
Means drink as much chocolate milk as you can.
Did they make tuna fish? Did they like put mayo in it?
Yeah. Out of a can for sure. Out of a can, like mayo.
Out of a can, put mayo. Yep. What else?
Whole wheat bread.
It was just tuna and mayo.
I think, yeah. Just the grittiest bread.
Super like...
No, she puts things
celery,
in.
Celery, for sure. You need the crunch.
Yeah, no, celery's good.
For sure.
No, not in tuna.
You don't want the crunch? I mean, you can get the crunch by stacking a bunch of Lays on top of it.
I was going to say, you potato chip up yours.
Oh, I do, but the celery the and the Lays?
I think ours might have been Miracle Whip, too.
Oh.
Now that I think about it. I don't know
what the F is wrong with you.
No, you did it right.
No, but now I'm off the stuff now.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're doing... Oil based?
Oh, yeah. No.
With more oil in the mayonnaise, yes.
And the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Miracle Whip is only good on one thing, and that's bologna.
It's literally good on that.
Because bologna's already got that wang to it.
And then
the two wangs kind of cancel.
I'll give you that.
It's just enough wangage.
That with a chocolate milk is.
You take 2 pieces of white bread.
First off, white bread. How are you not dead?
What? That's the best
white bread
out
is
there.
So bad for you. Tuna in oil with white bread. Oh, my God. can we go get a CBC on you? We need blood work.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. So
you,
take,
you got the Miracle Whip. You put it on each slice of the white bread.
Okay.
You open up your can of tuna, oil pack. You drain all the oil out of it. You do not mix mayonnaise into the tuna. You scoop the tuna out of the can and you lay
it. So the only mayo is on the bread?
On the bread. And you lay it so it's dry tuna. And you put it together.
But it's not dry tuna.
Well, it's got
because it's covered in oil.
Well, no, you drain that
it's
out.
It's slicked tuna.
And then the worst part.
Oh, and then it's cold. You never toast it. In fact, tuna should probably never, ever be toasted.
Oh, my God. I will. This is the only thing you've said.
Oh, nice.
That is actually accurate.
What?
Because anybody who does a tuna melt.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, my God. How about putting some cheese on top?
That's right.
And fire that's down. Just... Dude, if you're saying cheese is gross on it, then how do you drink milk with it?
See, suddenly you're liking my style better than that other style.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.